Let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagru. Hi, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
All right. A little disappointed the Cubs didn't play. But, I mean, it was raining, you know, all day, essentially. Yeah, I mean, but they could have started the game at 1. TBS said no.
Mm.
Because I guess they had to show, you know, two broke girls for 5 hours. That was more important for the Big Bang Theory and Two Broke Girls to be broadcast instead of a Major League Baseball game. Anyway, but it turns out we were always worried that, you know, the Nats were going to have the advantage, but they're not. They're not changing their pitching schedule because of mold. You heard that, right?
It was a, you know, it was different when I heard him say it. I understood it a little more when I actually saw the video.
Right.
But, like, when I heard the initial report, I'm like, what?
For those people who don't know, Dusty Baker had a press conference after they announced the postponement of the game. And the fact that it's going to be today at 3:08. 3:08?
Yes,
3:08. Okay. I'm getting confused because one, I'm easily confused and I'm stupid, and that's one thing. But Dusty Baker held a press conference and he was talking about how a lot of the guys on the team feel that they're under the weather. That the weather is strange here in Chicago, that the air conditioning is on and has caused problems with people, and it's the mold. The Chicago mold, the mold in Chicago at this time of year, the mold in Chicago, in the hotel. And people jumped all over it as soon as he said it. And so I hope everybody is okay with the mold. Anyway, they're going to play the Nationals again. Hopefully the Cubs can wrap it up today. 3:08 start. At least there's no conflict with the Hawks game. You know,
that's right.
Yeah. So in last night, I got to see the entire Hawks game without like missing any of it because of the, so there's no overlap. So wrap it up tomorrow or wrap it up today, Cubs. Thank you. Because there's a Hawks game on Friday. Well, they wouldn't play on Friday. They'd play on Saturday, right? Back in Washington.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go to the newsroom. It's Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
Morning, sir.
How are you? It'd be Thursday.
Oh, it's going to be Thursday?
Yeah, it would be Thursday.
Because of the delay.
Right. Because of the delay. Because this would have been the off day for travel.
Right. Okay. Oh, they got to win, man. They got to win today. Ay, ay, ay. Hi, Vic.
Hello.
It's Vic Vaughn, everybody. You were just telling me off the air that you were at the CSO tonight and you got to see Bill Murray and Joe Maddon.
Yeah, that was really awesome.
Tell everybody
Joe
what
Maddon
the event
was in the. Yeah, he was in the. He was, you know, watching the show. We didn't know that until the very end, but I got to tell you, and it was really cool. He stood up and everybody gave him a nice cheer.
Well, what was the show? Tell everybody what it was.
It was Bill Murray with three musicians who were playing music throughout the show. It was a two-hour show with no intermission, and Bill Murray was reading poetry and at times singing. Mm-hmm. He was also reading literature from various writers throughout history. It was really, really cool. But I got to tell you, everybody obviously loved Bill Murray and, like I said, Coach Maddon. But I think the loudest cheer came for a security guard. In the beginning, before Bill came out, there was some seating behind the stage where Bill was going to be performing. And someone had dropped, and I saw her do it, dropped a W flag, lowered it.
Draped it. Yeah.
Draped it. There you go. Below her, kind of her feet, and it hung over the stage. And everybody, pretty much everyone cheered, you know, kind of clapped. It was a pretty good clap going on, and a security guard came up and made her put it away, and everybody booed. And about a minute later, she came back out, and you could see her speaking with the lady, and the lady was allowed to drop it again, and the place erupted in cheers. I really think it was the loudest cheer of all
night.
There
you go. That's great. That's very cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. All right, and in the traffic hut is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a quick question from Jasmine.
Jasmine.
She
our listener, our lovely listener,
yeah,
Jasmine.
Yeah, she called in on Patty's show asking because she wants to dress up maybe a 1970s disco.
Uh-huh.
She's asking if you ever wore any disco-like 1970s outfits.
No. At that time, I probably had bell bottoms for sure, but I wore the classic loop. Classic Loop 89 FM t-shirt.
Right.
I wore that, and I wore Disco Suck shirts.
But you liked disco, right?
I did, secretly. I didn't tell anybody that.
Wearing Disco Suck shirts.
But I hung out with Burnouts who listened to Zeppelin. So whatever those guys looked like in the late '70s, that's what I was dressed like.
Did you ever want to put on?
Not in front of my friends.
Outfit?
No. Never dressed like. I was never into the whole, you know.
The fashion of
it? No. Okay. Never, the lifestyle, the whole lifestyle, Coke spoons and, you know, going out and all that crap. I just liked the music. I just didn't tell my friends. Now I proudly, you know, but when you're 12, 13, 14 years old, you get a lot of crap from your friends.
Oh, for sure.
So yeah, I didn't say anything. But secretly, I would listen to disco. I did go to Disco Demolition.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore my Loop t-shirt. In fact, to that. So, but no, that's that, you know, like burnout, long hair, gym shoes, jeans, and disco sucks or Loop t-shirts or concert t-shirts like Zeppelin shirts and stuff. That's what I wore. So there are no pictures of me and nobody's got any blackmail photos of that. Although, you know, when you would dress up in the 70s, you had no choice but to have wide collar stuff.
Right.
That stuff exists. But disco in particular, disco fashion, no. But, like, whenever, like, oh, we have to go out to dinner, you'd look like a jerk because it was the 70s and you had wide collars and vests. So that spills over. But
very loud patterns.
Yeah. But, I mean, I haven't really changed how I dress in 35 years. So, I mean, I wear T-shirts and jeans, and that's about it. So no outfits of me. No blackmail outfits of me from the disco era.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Answered.
There it is.
Question answered.
Answer. And again, you know, Brian Noonan brought this up, roach clips with feathers. That's another thing.
Right.
So that's the route I went down. I went down the burnout rock route as opposed to the fashionable disco route. That's yeah. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, someone put together the absolutely correct, definitive, unquestionable ranking of the months of the year. In preference, the months of the year in order, rated in order from best to worst month of the year, all 12 ranked. This guy's got his rankings, and I ranked mine. I did my ranking of the 12 months from best month to worst month. So we'll come back with that. And it's definitive. That's it. All right, we'll break here. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGiglio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up after the 2:30 news, we are going to be talking with Susanna Jansen, who is a linguist and an author, and we're going to talk about language. And they've added new words to the online Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and we're going to get her thoughts on those new words and talk more about language and stuff like that. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. So, Dan pointed out this article to me from The Week, and it's someone ranked their the months and give their reasons why. Now we're kind of short on time, so I'm just going to kind of go through this guy's list and I'll give you my list. Dan, do you have a favorite month of the year?
Selfishly, November, because my birthday and Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this guy says number one best month. We're going from best month to worst month. Number one. Oh, it's a girl. It's a woman. Okay, a woman who wrote it. Okay, let's see. Number one, and on her list is October. Number two is November. Number three is September. Number four, December. Number five on the list of best months in order is June. Number six is July. Seven is January. Eight is August. Nine, April. 10, May. 11, March. And 12, February. And she pretty much hates everything about February, and she starts off by even saying that it's the way it's spelled is stupid. So that's her list. Now I have my list of I've ranked the months as well in order of my favorite to my least favorite months. So my number one, we are in my favorite month right now. Number one is October. I love October. It's my favorite. It's got Halloween, and it's not, you know, it's not 900 degrees outside. Number two is November for the same sort of reason. It's I like that it gets darker earlier. I like more darkness than sunlight. So November and Thanksgiving is in November. Number three is April because it's not too hot and baseball starts. The other thing about October sports wise, this is the best time because you've got playoff baseball, you've got hockey, you got football, and you got basketball season starts as well. And then all of those sports, you know, are going on at the same time. So, so that number three is April. Number four is March because it's my mom's birthday is in that month as well. Number five is December. Number six is September. Number seventh is May. Eighth on my list is February. Ninth is January, and 10th is June, 11th is July, and 12th is August. My least favorite months of the year are June, July, and August. So, and I know that's not a popular thing, but the summertime is my least, summer is my least favorite season. And June, July, and August are generally pretty miserable. So, October, my favorite. October, November, April are my top three. So you guys think about your favorite months and rank them. We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up, and then we're going to talk language right after the news.